You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time to talk some sports as we say hello to Michigan radio sports commentator John Ubakin. And the Lions getting the Monday night spotlight tonight in New York against the Giants. And we know they got off to kind of a crummy start last week with errors all over the place, but they did pull out a win. So who or what impressed you in that win?
Anthony Zetto. How about that? I rarely answer your question positively.
Yeah.
I got one for you this week. A former Penn Stater from the state of Michigan, by the way, turned down Michigan and Indiana and others. Went to Penn State. He was part of that story after Paterno was obviously fired, and then they had Bill O'Brien come in. I was inside the locker room that season and got to know Anthony very well. Great young man, graduated from Penn State, and doing a great job for the Lions because the Lions' defense was supposed to be the weak spot. Maybe it still will be. But as of week one, that held them in a way few expected, and Zetto was fantastic.
On the other side, the Giants looked terrible last week against the Cowboys. They only had one field goal for the whole day. So with that in mind, are you surprised the Giants are favored over Detroit by three for tonight?
Nope, because they believe that Odell Beckham Jr., one of the most spectacular receivers you will ever see in your lifetime, will be back in uniform tonight. He's not 100%. They think he's going to be. It's not sure, but he was not last week. And without him, they're very average.
Okay, so we shall see. Tigers opening up their final stretch of games. Three starting tonight against the A's and then hosting the Twins for four. Tigers have won about 40% of their games this season. And yet yesterday, here you had Matthew Boyd. He came so close to a no-hitter, and Tigers shutting out the White Sox 12-0. This team whipsaws, it seems, between spectacular efforts like yesterday and horrendous efforts. What's your diagnosis?
It's a hard one to make because I'm not in the locker room. I don't know Brad Ausmus and so on. And yet, what we keep on talking about the Tigers, Jim Leland, the old salty dog, who just was inducted, by the way, to the Sports Hall of Fame, the state of Michigan, that is. He did not do all the sabermetrics, did not do all the calculations they do now. It's a strict money ball kind of environment. But, man, look at his teams. Pittsburgh, in Florida, in Detroit, even the Evansville Triplets, minor league team from the 70s that spawned Lance Parrish, Trammell, Whitaker, all those names you know. His players always play their best for him. So how do you calculate this? I don't know. But even in baseball, a pretty unemotional game, having that kind of rapport with your coach who knows how to put you in the right spots and have confidence in you, it works. And they're not playing for Brad Ausmus. Now you'll get even stars like Miggy are not playing their best anymore. And my strong impression is that's not a very happy locker room.
So what changes do you expect for 2018?
Bad. You got rid of Verlander already. You got rid of Victor Martinez, of course. What does he do? Four home runs in one game, people.
Yeah.
In one game. So.
And Verlander was spectacular his first time on the mound.
How happy were they to leave? That's my question, sad to say. So Avila is the general manager, nice guy by all accounts. Dombrowski, of course, was the former general manager now at the Boston Red Sox. I think these two guys are not going to lead them anywhere. That's my sad, dire prediction, folks. So go Lions.
Go Lions. Let's turn to Michigan and go over to some college sports with that 29-13 win over Air Force. So why has the red zone been the kryptonite zone for the Wolverine offense?
A few non-fans, the red zone is the 20-yard line into the end zone. So that's where points are scored. Touchdowns
happen.
Field goals and all that
not.
Stuff. And they're not. They were 1-for-13, I believe, this last time around. Michigan was under Wilton Spate, the second-year quarterback for them. I think it's three things. I think the offensive line is not doing what's supposed to be doing. The opponents are getting back in there way too quickly, too often. And two, Wilton Spate has not been sharp. It's undeniable. I think it's not time to bench him, but he's not been sharp. Three, the play calling was a bit mystifying to me. Now, it's easy always to second-guess that. Michigan fans love it more than almost anything, and you know my line about this.
Go ahead. Give everybody your line.
Michigan fans are not happy unless they're not happy. They're 3-0. They got plenty to complain about. They're pigs in mud right now. But that is not clicking right now. But here is why I love college football. These guys are going to get better. Watch them. Watch them grow up before your eyes, gain maturity, gain poise, gain confidence. Harbaugh is extremely skilled at this. And that's San Diego, a Division II school, by the way. Stanford, the Niners, Michigan. I've seen them do it too many times. Do not bet against these guys. They're not great yet, but they're going to be tested this weekend against Purdue, a surprisingly good team.
What's your prediction?
Michigan is down at Purdue also. I'd say Michigan by 2 touchdowns, but it'll be a fight.
All right. And the Spartans hosting the Irish next Saturday. Is this a pretty even matchup or not?
Right now, last I checked, the Notre Dame was favored by 4.5 points, which doesn't mean a hell of a lot. For a Michigan State team, it was 3-9 last year and now 2-0 to start out. All D'Antonio's got to do is play serious football. They don't have to win this game, I don't think. Brian Kelly, the Notre Dame coach, is fighting for his life. This could well be his last season. It's hard to recruit when you're on the hot seat. This is like his eighth season, I think, seventh or eighth. He has used up all his goodwill on many fronts with the administration, the press, the fans, even the players. So he's got to win or that's it. He's got no margin. D'Antonio does. He's accrued a ton of goodwill in East Lansing with his athletic director, Mark Hollis, with his fan base, with the players, with the alums. He's done a lot of smart things for a decade. Bad year last year on and off the field, to say the least. All right, but he's already getting it together. I think this game's about a draw, but it's the, what do they say, the fox versus the rabbit? The rabbit's fighting for running for his life, and Notre Dame is.
Michigan Radio Sports Commentator, John Eubank. And thanks, John.
Thank you.